Lamentations. Chapter 4. How is the gold become dim? How is the most pure gold changed? The stones of the sanctuary are poured out at the head of every street. The precious sons of Zion, comparable to fine gold, how are they esteemed as earthen pitchers, the work of the hands of the potter? Even the jackals draw out the breast. They give suck to their young ones. The daughter of my people is become cruel, like the ostriches in the wilderness. The tongue of the sucking child cleaves to the roof of his mouth for thirst. The young children ask bread, and no man breaks it to them. Those who did feed delicately are desolate in the streets. Those who were brought up in scarlet embrace dunghills. For the iniquity of the daughter of my people is greater than the sin of Sodom, that was overthrown as in a moment, and no hands were laid on her. Her nobles were purer than snow. They were whiter than milk. They were more ruddy in body than rubies. Their polishing was as of sapphire. Their visage is blacker than a coal. They are not known in the streets. Their skin cleaves to their bones. It is withered. It has become like a stick. Those who are killed with the sword are better than those who are killed with hunger. For these pine away, stricken through, for want of the fruits of the field. The hands of the pitiful women have boiled their own children. They were their food in the destruction of the daughter of my people. Yahweh has accomplished his wrath. He has poured out his fierce anger. He has kindled a fire in Zion, which has devoured the foundations of it. The kings of the earth didn't believe, neither all the inhabitants of the world, that the adversary and the enemy would enter into the gates of Jerusalem. It is because of the sins of her prophets and the iniquities of her priests that have shed the blood of the just in the midst of her. They wander as blind men in the streets. They are polluted with blood, so that men can touch their garments. Depart you, they cried to them, unclean. Depart, depart, don't touch. When they fled away and wandered, men said among the nations, they shall no more sojourn here. The anger of Yahweh has scattered them. He will no more regard them. They didn't respect the persons of the priests. They didn't favour the elders. Our eyes do yet fail in looking for our vain help. In our watching, we have watched for a nation that could not save. They hunt our steps, so that we can go in our streets. Our end is near. Our days are fulfilled, for our end is come. Our pursuers were swifter than the eagles of the sky. They chased us on the mountains. They laid wait for us in the wilderness. The breath of our nostrils, the anointed of Yahweh, was taken in their pits, of whom we said, under his shadow we shall live among the nations. Rejoice and be glad, daughter of Edom, that dwell in the land of Uz. The cup shall pass through to you also. You shall be drunken, and shall make yourself naked. The punishment of your iniquity is accomplished, daughter of Zion. He will no more carry you away into captivity. He will visit your iniquity, daughter of Edom. He will uncover your sins.